Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a special phrase in the Bible. The phrase is, according to your word. And I want to read to you from Numbers chapter 14, verse 20. Again, we're talking about Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, where we read this. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. Now, there are 73 verses in the New King James Bible where according and word are used in the same verse. The exact phrase, according to your word, is used 18 times in the New King James Bible. And most of the time, man says it to God. Psalm 119, verse 58 is a good example of this. It says, be merciful to me according to your word. Now, Numbers chapter 14, verse 20 is the only place where God says to man, according to your word. Moses was the man, and the word was the anguished and passionate prayer of Moses on behalf of Israel when God intended to destroy the whole nation. Numbers chapter 14, verse 19 says this, pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Now, it wasn't that Israel had not sinned badly. They certainly had. On the threshold of the promised land, they refused to trust God and to enter into Canaan. The men hid behind supposed concern for their wives and children, and they wouldn't trust God to fulfill his promise. For this great sin, God asked Moses to step aside so that he could destroy the nation and start all over again with Moses. But Moses wouldn't get out of the way. He boldly appealed to God. Moses knew God's power and he appealed to it. Moses knew God's promise and he appealed to it. Moses knew God's glory and he appealed to it. When Moses cried out to God, he gave a spectacular example of intercessory prayer. Now, what made this intercession spectacular was not primarily Moses' method, again, the appeal to God's glory, power, and promise. No, what made this prayer special was Moses' heart. Moses was totally others-centered, not concerned for his own glory, but only for God's glory and Israel's benefit. It was God's intention to develop in Moses this kind of heart, transforming him into the image of the Messiah to come, even long before the time of Jesus the Messiah. So those words from God here in Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, the word saying, I have pardoned, proves to us that Moses' heart and method of intercession were successful. But God did not finish with pronouncing a pardon. The full statement God makes here is, I have pardoned according to your word. You see, according to your word means that Moses' prayer mattered. Now, we don't fully understand the relationship between the eternal, sovereign plan of God and our prayers. God wanted Moses and all of us to understand that his prayers directly affected the outcome. You see, we should pray as if our prayers will decide life and death or heaven and hell. Now you might ask, how could life or death for Israel depend on the prayers of one man? I don't fully know, but God wants us to pray with that kind of passion, believing that eternity may depend on our prayer. It can be difficult to reconcile this with knowing that God has a preordained plan, But God didn't want Moses to concern himself with those kind of questions. He just wanted Moses to pray as if it really mattered. And if we believe that, we will really pray. So, dear brother or sister, today, please know your prayers matter. And when you pray according to the promises of God, God hears your prayers.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.